Today on The Grave Talks, part two of our conversation about a blue-collar approach to the paranormal. Marshall Wallace and his wife bought their first house and brought their new baby home 20 years ago. About a week after bringing their daughter home, he saw a terrifying apparition of a woman in the doorway. That apparition changed his life forever. He began searching for answers, and 20 years later, he is still fascinated by the paranormal. He and his wife started their own paranormal investigation team, Blue Collar Paranormal, and their search for answers continues. I'm Carol Hughes, and on this episode of The Grave Talks, we'll talk about their approach to investigations and some locations they frequently investigate with Marshall Wallace of Blue Collar Paranormal. Now, Marshall, can people join you at all three of the locations we're talking about, the Murray Station Homestead, Woodlawn Estates, and the Bentonville School?
Oh, yeah.
Which would be, like, interesting because I think, too, it would be a great way to go in and kind of get a little information about the place. You're not totally alone. Maybe if you just want to try it out, that's a good way to go.
Oh, that's one of the really good things about the team that we have is we're all just average people, and we all get scared, and we laugh, and for somebody that's new to come in, when they come in the door, we show them every piece of equipment, and we teach them to use the equipment so that they can do their own investigation with us as guides. But they get to do their own thing the whole night. All we're there for is support. And if they have a question, you know, and it seems to people just love the aspect of it.
Mm-hmm. And where you live, because I kind of looked at it on a map, the Haunted Murray Station Homestead is in Brooksville, Kentucky. And I'm going to guess this is in a super populated area.
Pretty small town. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So do you have people from out of state, surrounding areas come in to investigate there?
Oh, yes, ma'am. We've had individuals from Tennessee. We're having people come from Arizona, Michigan. We had the Tennessee Race Chasers just did an event there. We had Brandy Marie, psychic medium. She was on 28 Days Haunted. She's working with Blue Collar Paranormal on our three locations. Try to get her down there and see what she feels on all of them. You know, just the response and respect of, you know, the paranormal community for Murray Station has been enormous.
One of the other locations that you also investigate is a school. It's the Bentonville School. It's in Manchester, Ohio.
Yes, ma'am.
What's interesting to me is it looks like a grade school where kids could be going in to go to class. It doesn't really look like a haunted school, but then I read somewhere, it might have been on your page or someplace, that it's a very active location.
We've had several teams come in from out of state and do their first investigations at Bentonville Schoolhouse. And the activity there is strange, but, you know, it's not that far away from Serpent Mound. I mean, you're talking about ancient energies there running along through the Ohio River Valley. And that school was not the original school. The school was built around the older school. The original school was built in the 1800s. And there's right there at the intersection of where the Bentonville Schoolhouse is just that intersection is probably one of the deadliest in Ohio. It's just many, many fatalities there.
Yeah, I read that somewhere that there's been a lot of car accidents by the school. And there was a student who was killed. I'm not sure if it was a car accident.
This has been told by numerous people that went to school there and the trustees and stuff, that there was a little girl getting on the bus and was hit and killed. I've not been able to find the documentation on that, but that has been said by a lot of very credible people to have happened.
And I even saw on your Facebook page in the comments, people had commented, like, it was like several people in the community backed that up, that had happened.
Yeah, I mean, when we first started investigating the Bentonville Schoolhouse, we got a lot of backlash from the community, you know, that we were moving in to take a small town's money. And to be honest with you, we are paying and actually doing a very good job for the Sprigg Township community by putting money back in their pockets and into their community.
Is the school in use now? Do they have classes in the school, or is it abandoned?
No, it's not. It's not abandoned. It's rented out for, you know, birthday parties. They'll rent the gym out and stuff like that. And we had heard these stories about the little girl, and, you know, knowing about the fatalities there at that, we said we just would like to investigate it. And it turned out to be a hotbed.
What have you picked up on in your investigations there?
Well, my investigations there is definitely a young girl child. Because I seen her head and ponytail through the glass of the door. It shocked me. And whenever I seen it, the music box, motion box that we had set up triggered. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. That was a very, very interesting aspect. Now, while we're there and we investigate in the basement, we hear a lot of women's voices, like small children's footsteps. While we run our sweet boxes and our spirit boxes, the corroborating evidence through the spirit boxes and from what we've been told and what we can read up on, it really correlates with each other.
Had there been stories or maybe rumors about town that the school was haunted? Is that how you ended up even going there to start with?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, one of our team members has grown up in Manchester and actually went to school there. She said when she was in school that she felt something there. And after she had got older and had her own children, she would have she would rent the gymnasium for birthday parties. And she said one day her son, it was her son, told her that the girl at the back of the gym needs some water or something. And her mother looked back at her and nothing was there. You put two and two together. So,
and my guess is some of that comes from the school that was originally there on that property too.
Yeah, because the gymnasium is actually part of the original school.
Okay. Is it a pretty active location when you go there?
Oh, yes, man. We really enjoy it because through the school, it just, the amount of energy is really neat. But as far as the audible noises, hearing the voices, that's what really excites me about Bentonville. My whole team and other teams that have investigated and come in and booked privates have come on and told that they have heard the screams and the woman's voice or the child running. And to come from so many different teams, whenever when we investigate or we give a tour, we give the tour, but we don't let them know everything about the evidence that we have until after they tell us what they've seen. And it's amazing to see the amount of people that's getting the same thing, the voices, the footsteps, the screams. That place is really audibly terrifying.
And it's so crazy because when I looked at the pictures, I thought, just looks like a school. But the secrets behind those walls, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We look at it as, you know, that was some of the time of people's lives. They loved school, you know, and now it's closed and maybe their energy's still there or maybe they came back because that place made them happy.
I don't know. I guess it's a maternal feeling for me. But when I hear about a little girl being in that school, you just want to help her get out. Now, one location that you have that actually, when I looked at the pictures, I'm like, that looks like a haunted house. The Haunted Woodlawn Estate. It goes back, what, to the 1850s it was built?
1853.
And it's a Gothic Victorian mansion. And anything that's Gothic Victorian to me always looks haunted, whether it is or not. It just is that style of architecture. It's kind of when you think of a haunted house in your head, it's kind of that image that pops up. So this is in Marysville, Kentucky. How did you get involved going into this location?
It's in Maysville, Kentucky.
Oh, Maysville, excuse me.
We were, me and my wife were driving back home one day, and I'm always on the look for, you know, a new experience. And I had seen this old, beautiful home back this driveway and drove past it for years. And one day I just told my wife, I said, you know what? I'm tired of not doing it. And I went and asked the owner, wonderful feller. And I said, I run Blue Collar Paranormal. I said, we do paranormal investigate. And I said, do you mind if we investigate your home back here? And he said, yeah, I don't care. And, you know, we went in, and it was, as soon as we opened the door, I know you've seen it in movies, and like you feel like when you open the door and there's that big rush of air. When we opened the door and looked in that place the first time, my knees were shaking.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
You can
I do not
feel
like
it.
To be in that place alone.
You don't? Did you say you don't like to be there on your own?
I won't go in there on my own.
It's a private residence then now, because I saw it been a brothel at one time, a nursing home at one time, a restaurant. So is it now a private residence?
Actually, no one lives in the home.
Okay.
The home is located on an individual's property. So we came in and, you know, the team members came in and cleaned the property up. The other team members are maintaining the yard. And that's the way we do for homeowners. We'll go in and maintain the house, maintain the yard, make sure it's kept pretty and respectful. And then that way people can come in to visit them.
See, I think that's wonderful, because if you own that property, chances are you need the help, because that's so much upkeep.
And another thing is when the homeowners or business owners, they entrust you with a piece of their home or a piece of their property, that's a big trust. And, you know, you have to make sure that you do everything that you can to keep that trust legitimate.
When you approached him initially, was he surprised, or did he kind of seem like, well, of course, it's haunted?
Well, I think he was... I don't really know what he said. He kind of smiled, but he was really open to it.
What kind of things have happened in there? What sort of things have you picked up on?
Oh man, the footsteps upstairs. Like there's a blue room and a peacock room, and what we believe those were children's rooms. And you can hear the footsteps while you're in the next room. Like you can hear them walking, or the old original shutters in the rooms, they'll swing open. We went actually last night, we had to go do an inspection of the place. And me and my wife were in there, and we went live for a few minutes, just giving everybody a show or a tour of the place. And back in the power panel room, there was an old nursing home walker my wife had picked up from the Goodwill and brought down there. Well, it was in the corner. And me and my wife went upstairs to the bedrooms, the peacock room and the blue room. And all of a sudden, we heard the awfulest noise downstairs. And this is all recorded. And when we got back downstairs, the walker was in the middle of the room. when it was
wow.
in the corner whenever I left, and it was on video. It like you scared me to death.
And it was just the two of you in the house.
Just the two of us. This is the kind of place you don't go anywhere alone in that house.
Well, and taking a walker in there would be something when it was a nursing home that they would connect to, or could be mad at seeing a walker because they hated having to use a walker. So maybe it was something that they connected with. That's crazy. When you go in there with the group, do you guys kind of have any certain spirits that you've kind of come across, or have you been there enough to really feel like you might have an idea who's there?
Well, I mean, we still need to get into some in-depth investigations of the place, because the spirit, I mean, as far as EMF activity, you know, them moving the cat balls, other equipment, we have the paperwork, we have the full history, we know every person that's been in and out of that home. Actually, matter of fact, the funeral director here in Maysville, one of the funeral homes, when he was a child, he would go with his dad up here to the nursing home to pick up dead bodies. So, I mean, we have all the paperwork. We have, and, you know, we're trying to keep some of it a little bit closed, because we really do investigate and do research before we just let it out there.
And that is some interesting history when you think about it. Being built in 1853, it's been everything from a brothel to a nursing home. That's some interesting stuff has happened in that house.
Oh, that is it was part of the Three Sisters farms. There were three sisters that had three mansions built. One of them is in a quarter of a mile away from the Woodlawn Estates. And there's a burial mound on the original property, like an ancient Indian burial mound. The amount of energy from ancient to present at this place is staggering.
Like, if just you and your wife go in there and you have that happen to you, and it wasn't the middle of the night by any means, I'm going to guess.
No, it was right before dusk.
Where can people get information on these three locations? I found everything on Facebook super easy to find.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have
it's all Blue Collar Paranormal on Facebook.
And then the Haunted Murray Station Homestead, Haunted Woodlawn Estates, and Haunted Bentonville School. You can just search for those on Facebook. Heck, you could just enter that into Google and they'll all pop up.
Yes, ma'am.
I think they all sound really interesting. That last one may be a little bit too scary for me.
We'd love to have you come out.
I would love it. I wish I lived closer, but I have decided that I'm going to take me a paranormal road trip. And I think it would be really fun to visit some of these locations I've talked about and just do kind of a follow-up episode that I'm actually here. And just take my recording equipment with me and do an episode from one of those locations. I think that would be something.
I would be ecstatic. You seem like such a sweet lady. I can't wait to meet you.
It was so nice to talk to you today. And a big thank you to your wife, too. She's the one who helped me. She answered a million questions for me. And if you look at the description of the show, you'll see the links in there and what we've been talking about today. But thank you, Marshall. This has been very interesting, and I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Blue Collar Paranormal, thanks you.
And that wraps up our conversation with Marshall Wallace of Blue Collar Paranormal. For more information about them and even joining them on an investigation, find them on Facebook. Just search Blue Collar Paranormal, Haunted Murray Station Homestead, Haunted Woodlawn Estates, and Haunted Bentonville School. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts and you can try it 3 days free. You can also go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there, all ad-free. For all of us here at The Grave Talks, I'm Carol Hughes, and thank you so much for listening.